A very good evening to you. Welcome along to another Sweet and Swing here on Manx Radio. My name's Howard Kane. As always, a pleasure to have your company on a Friday evening. What have we got? How about a bit of Frank Sinatra and Jimmy Durante? Yes, him with the conch. Will Bradley and his orchestra. The Nat King Cole Trio. A bit of bassy, perhaps? But to start off, stand by your beds. There is mutiny in the parlour. Hear the extra loud steel needle going through the 78 from that transcription. Helen Ward, the queen of big band swing, of course, with Gene Krupa and his swing band. Sounded very good there as well, I must admit. A cracking voice she had. And going back in the day, of course, at one stage, band leaders thought vocalists, especially female vocalists, Lord forbid, something of a liability. That was just the way it worked back in the day, it has to be said. Then it was sufficient to have a star instrumental lineup. Songs had a really good band and some big players in it. Well, you know, the vocalists were sort of incidental to a degree. And the likes of, I don't know, Buddy Berrigan and the Dorseys and the Tea Gardens and such like. And Gene Krupa, of course. But with the exposure of the radio going sort of coast to coast across the States, the voice, the vocalist, became something of an indispensable asset to the band. And that if you didn't have a vocalist out front, and preferably an attractive female one, of course, then, well, you weren't worth nothing, as they say. And Benny Goodman tacked into that quite early on. Chick Webb, of course, extra ingredient, arrived with a young woman called Ella Fitzgerald. I don't know how she got on, but I think she did okay. But before that, Benny Goodman found his greatest asset in the gifted Helen Ward we've just heard. His vocalist from 1934 to 1936. Born in New York in 1916, she studied piano and voice and sang professionally from the age of 16, as a lot of the female vocalists did, started very young in their teens, earlier than that in some cases, I think, and then worked as a pianist and vocalist with sort of second-rate bands before landing a really prime position with the Latin American band of Enrico Mandraguera, I think that's it, at the New York Waldorf Astoria in 1933. And then, of course, her romantic association with Benny Goodman got going in that same year, and later she auditioned for radio, was hired by NBC as a staff musician, sang on New York's WOR station, and after she'd made her name and first records for Brunswick in 1934, Goodman persuaded her to join him at Billy Rose's Music Hall, and the die was cast, perhaps both professionally and personally. She was with Benny for, well, 2 or 3 years, I think it was, wasn't it? Cracking voice, though, and yeah, wonderful way to get going this evening. Hope you're all doing pretty well. It's a great picture on the front cover of that CD, by the way. Reminds me very much of someone I know quite well on the Isle of Man, Emma. You know who you are, Emma. Just look like Helen Ward or vice versa. Anyway, hope you're doing okay and you're managing as we head into autumn. So far, it's been quite nice, hasn't it? One way or another. Fingers crossed. We've had Storm Amy. Let's just hope there's no more storms this side of Christmas. And probably, I've done it now by mentioning that, haven't I? Having had a nice quiet spell. You know, there's going to be another stormy spell at some stage. Storm Bert or Barry or Brenda. Who knows? But in the meantime, let's enjoy the relatively calm weather. For now, though, just leave your heart at the stage door canteen.
The army routine. And every doughboy knows what that will mean. A soldier boy without a heart has two strikes on him from the start. And my heart's at the stage door tempting. Thank you.
Pretty good, huh? The swinging guitar of Tal Farlow. Haven't known Tal for a long time. Worked as a sign writer for a long time and then played with Charlie Mingus in a trio for quite some time, would you believe? You wouldn't necessarily put those two together, but there we go. It was the back in the day, that was the way it worked, as they say. Fine player, and perhaps he's still influential today, but maybe doesn't get the notoriety, not the wrong word, isn't it? Doesn't get the recognition, that's better, that he deserves. So we think of Charlie Christian and some of the other great guitar players, you know, Jim Hall and people who were influential. Joe passed later on, but Tal Farlow was sort of there before, doing some incredible work. And again, on that, there is Eddie Costa on piano, Vinnie Burke on bass, but it sounds at one stage like there's someone playing brushes on the drums. That was just Tal making that sound on the guitar. Brilliant. I love that effect. Really, very fine player, and, well, you got the gist of it. You don't need me to warble on anymore, do you? Great player, perhaps underrated, not as well recognised as he should have been. Lovely to give him an outing from time to time. Several albums of Tal's still kicking round. I've got one or two. This one in there from the old Maestro, and I think I've got a couple at home in the collection as well. And then after that, well, we had a vocalist we don't often hear, and that's Rex Eaton. Leave Your Heart at the Stage Door Canteen. And I say, not often heard of. And even when I look him up in the Bible, British dance bands, singers and smaller bands, he gets one line. Rex Eaton, recorded during the war with Ambrose. If you know more about Rex Eaton, you can let me know. You might be related to him. Who knows? HowardCain@manxradio.com. Cain with an E, that is. I'd love to hear. And of course, it's lovely to hear from anyone at any stage about the show, with requests or something you might have heard, an interesting story, a band you might have seen, something you'd like to hear, perhaps something you didn't like. Well, you know, it does happen. Or if you're just listening via the wonders of the web in somewhere far away, Antarctica, Botswana. Someone asked me why I always said Botswana the other day. There isn't a reason, really. It's just I like the name. It's got a trips off the tongue nicely. I've never been, and it just sounds like one of those places like Timbuktu or Zanzibar, which is a long way away. It may or may not be exotic, I don't know, but you know it's not that close to the Isle of Man, realistically, whereas if you say Bury, then it just doesn't have the same ring, does it? Not that there's anything wrong with Bury. Lovely place. Doesn't sound quite as exotic as Botswana, does it? But if you are listening in a faraway place, yeah, drop us a line. HowardCain@manxradio.com. Sweet and swing. And, yeah, lovely to hear from you, as they say. If you like putting pen to paper, probably not from Botswana, but if you'd like to drop us a line and say anything because you don't really like the old email or such like, or indeed you just like writing, then it's Howard, Sweet and Swing, Manx Radio, Broadcasting House, Douglas Head, Douglas in the Isle of Man, IM15BW. Now, I promised at the... before that, what did we... Yes, we have Leave My Door at the Stage... Yeah, we had that. That's okay. What I did promise you at the beginning was a little bit of Frank Sinatra and Jimmy Durante. Two complete songs by Sinatra, radio shows from 1946, featuring the Pied Pipers, André Previn. Yes, yes, of course, he was a great player of piano and jazz before he really became known on this side of the pond for his classical work. Brilliant jazz pianist. Check out his albums, My Fair Lady and others, if you don't believe me on that one. Really fine jazz pianist. And also Alex Stordahl and full orchestra. I don't think we've ever featured this before. There's a little comedy sketch here. Lord knows what they're up to, but there's a mixture of Jimmy Durante singing Frank Sinatra. Together, they just seem to like goofing round a little bit. A bit like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, life does some mighty strange things. To one man, it gives a great mind. To another man, a great personality. And still to another man, a great voice. But only once in a generation does life give one man all three.
Ah, Durante, you lucky fool, you!
Yes, sir, Jimmy Durante!
You've got to start off each day with a song. Play it now, even when things go wrong. Now you feel better, you even look better. What an oath! What an oath! When I sing, it sounds like the mating call of a pair of corduroy pants.
Very lovely, James. Very lovely.
And if they hadn't cut off my curls when I was a kid, I would have been another Lily Pons.
I love that kind of carry a doll.
But, Frank, getting away from the script for a minute, I want to tell you that it was a lot of fun being down at Palm Springs with you.
Thank you, James. But after I left, tell me, did the manager of the Lone Pond give you any better accommodations?
Well, I mentioned your name, and what do you think happened?
What happened?
The manager gave me the blue room.
He gave you the blue room?
Yeah, he stuck me under a desk where the inkwell leaks.
That's the condition that prevailed.
But, Franklin, getting back to the script, I'm going to get something off my chest.
Swell, just so you don't put it on mine.
If I put it on your chest, it would roll off. I got in my little quib. But you know, Franklin, when I went down to the desert for a little solitude, what did you do? Wherever I went, you kept following me. When I walked into town, you went with me. When I was on the golf course, you were with me. No matter which way I turned, you were always under my nose.
Why not?
It was the only shady spot on the desert. Wait a minute. That's a slur on my escutcheon. And nobody...
Now, wait a minute, Jim. Now, hold on. Before you get nasty, I want you to feel this muscle.
I don't feel a thing.
Keep your finger there. It'll be along in a minute.
You call that an arm? It looks like a macaroni with veins.
Jim, look, honestly, it's kind of silly of us to lose our tempers. After all, we both work at the same studio.
Yes, sir. Good old NGN.
Jim, I want to congratulate you. I heard that you're going to play a very important part in the new Katharine Hepburn picture.
A part? I'm going to play the romantic lead.
Uh-huh. You know, there's a lot of kissing in that picture. And I also heard that Gregory Peck was going to play that part.
It's a lie. I can out-peck that Gregory anytime. And I can do it with one lip tied behind my back. I'd like you to know, Franklin, I've often been compared with Gregory Peck.
Who made that comparison?
My girl, she prefers Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
She ought to see a sacropatiac. You wouldn't believe it, Frank, but when I was a baby, I modeled for talcum powder ads.
With that face?
My face had nothing to do with it. He who doubts Duran, he tinkles with oblivion.
Well, Jim, you'll do all right. But you know, there's one big song in the picture. Do you think you can handle it?
Handle it? Stand back, Franklin. I'll sing it like I really...
He is going to sing it like nobody's business. Perhaps we can come back to that one. I don't know. A little bit of the comedy between Jimmy Durante and Frank Sinatra. Actually, it's not too bad, really. I do quite like the talcum powder advert joke. Yeah, my face had nothing to do with it. I think he got the best laugh of all. Don't know what happened to talcum. You just don't see talcum powder anymore, do you? It seems to have died a death somewhat. I'll keep that one in the bag, shall I? Frank Sinatra and Jimmy Durante. We could have some of them singing as well, because it goes into a song there, and yeah, then they sing individually as well. 1946, that was transmitted, would you believe? February the 27th, by the aforementioned radio station. Something totally different, I think we'll head from the States and something very American to something very British. Thank you. A waltz. You might have recognised a Westminster waltz, to be exact, on that front. Robert Farnon and his orchestra from that collection of music, which is simply entitled The Great British Experience. Lots of light music classics. Crossover there with Morris, our good chum, on a little light music on a Thursday night here on Mags Radio, of course. And do check out, as I say, all of the specialist music programmes if you have a mind. A bit of brass on Monday, a bit of folk on Tuesday. Country is just finishing on Wednesday, and Ernie will be back with either his wonderful eclectic selection or opera, I think, is coming up. Some opera on a Wednesday, Morris on a Thursday, and then, of course, here we are, Sweet and Swing, alternating with its sister programme, jumping in on a Friday, the best in modern and contemporary jazz with Brother Chris. Don't be scared. You might like some of it. You might not, but no one likes everything, I don't think, do they? But I enjoyed that in any case. I've been keeping that one in the bag to dip in from time to time. Why not, as they say? It is Sweet and Swing here on Mags Radio. My name's Howard, or H if you prefer. Lovely to have you along as always. And thanks for listening. Do drop us a line anytime you like, howardcane@magsradio.com. See if we can sort you out with a request. We do requests. Yeah, if we can play it, we will play it. We'll play this for now. Why not? We haven't heard from Nancy Wilson for a while. I'm going to put that right now.
I don't need your photograph to keep by my bed. Your picture is always in my head. I don't need your portrait, dear, to call you to mind. For sleeping or waking, dear, I find the very thought of you. And I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm happy as a queen and foolish, though it may seem to me that's everything, the mere idea of you. The longing I hear for you you never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower. Your eyes and stars above, it's just the thought of you, the very thought of you,
me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grows tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable you.
He had a unique voice as well, didn't he? One of those ones you just need a couple of bars, you instantly know it's Nat King Cole with that. It's a warm, it's a very comforting, it's a very friendly, cosy sort of voice, isn't it? Sort of wraps around you. Great sound and beautiful diction, of course, as well. Nat King Cole and his trio. Nat learned from his dad, really, learned by ear. His dad was a choir director in the Baptist Church, and a young Nat would go there from a very young age and sort of absorbed all of that music. And then his first professional bait came along with the show Shuffle Along. And when that show folded in Los Angeles, Nat found work at the Century Club on the Santa Monica Boulevard, where he started to build up something of a following as a single. And then in 1937, he was asked to put together a group by Bob Lewis, the manager of the Swanee Inn, and he hired guitarist Oscar Moore and the bassist Wesley Prince, both recommended to him by one Lionel Hampton. He knew a thing or two about good music too. And yes, there you have it. The innovative King Cole Trio had been formed. And sounding very good. It still does, doesn't it? Timeless, that one, I think. Although all good music, I suppose you could argue, is timeless. Before that, the great sound of Nancy Wilson as well. The very thought of you. So we thought of you, and then we embraced you. What's not to like?
Put your arms around me, honey, hold me tight. cuddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, oh, won't you roll those eyes, eyes that I just idolize. When they look at me, my heart begins to float. Then it starts a-rockin' like a motorboat. Oh, oh, I never knew any boy like you.
Very loving this evening, aren't we? Now we're putting our arms around you as well. Well, it's all part of the caring community we have here at Manx Radio, he says. Joe Loss, no stranger to the Isle of Man, of course. Joe Loss, back in the day, often played down at the Villa Marina and here in Douglas, and to be seen taking the air along Douglas seafront on the promenade. And I think the old maestro met him on several occasions, probably played support to him, I dare say. And Joe Loss there, a man, was always in the Premiership when it came to dance music, formed his first band in 1930. And apart from his OBE, he was very proud of the fact that he was the first dance band ever to appear in China. They were two of his biggies. An OBE and appearing in China. Well, that sounds all right, doesn't it? You wouldn't necessarily put Joe Loss and China together, would you? Or think that the music of Joe Loss would go down well in China. But it did. And, well, yeah, he was very proud of the fact. Quite rightly so as well. Wonderful character. Someone I would have liked to have met and have seen in the flesh, as indeed would be this next man, the Count himself, Count Basie. Now, he would have been good to see live.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Well, you can't beat a bit of bassy, as they say. And, well, you can't, realistically. Love to have seen that orchestra live. Count Basie, when he was sort of in his resurgence, as it were, when he came back, he'd had a first career and a bit of a lull, and then came back again, courtesy of Norman Grant and others, around about the 50s and 60s. And that was the one that he dressed up again, an old Basie anthem, Motown Swing, recorded live in Miami. And in around about the late 1950s, early 60s, somewhere around about there. Great sound, and that classic sound of the Basie Orchestra, and his really sparse sound at the keyboards. You've ever seen him play, his hands are virtually parallel with the keys. I mean, some pianists, you see, particularly classical pianists, sometimes their hands are really quite upright and hinged at the wrists. Basie, if you see him play, his hands are virtually parallel with the keys. They sort of float over the top. And I suppose, in a way, that's where that sparse style comes from. None the worse for that. I don't know where Will Bradley's style came from, but I do like the name of tracks. I mean, any track which is called Celery Stalks at Midnight has got to be good, hasn't it? Sort of farty note to end there from the trombone, Will Bradley and his orchestra, with the wonderfully entitled Celery Stalks at Midnight from the 17th of January 1940, with the likes of Will Bradley himself, of course, Jojo Huffman That's a fantastic name, isn't it? Art Mendelssohn on a saxes, Sam Sechel tenor, Peanuts Hucko, perhaps better known, on a clarinet and tenor sax, Bill Barford guitar, Delmer Kaplan bass, and Ray McKinley, of course, drums. And I think the vocal exclamation was probably from Ray as well. And Will Bradley, well, his real name was actually Will Schwittenberger, but he very wisely changed it to Bradley. Freelance studio musician, summer of 1939, just as war was about to break out in Europe, and with the encouragement from his agent, he decided to form a big band, which he co-led with Ray McKinley, who'd been playing with the Jimmy Dorsey Band. But it was billed under Bradley's name, and then, rather on this collection, sometimes has the DAG, featuring Ray McKinley, which indeed it was doing there. Goodness me, look at the clock. It is almost time for this. Sam Brown saying what I need to say. Night night, and we will see you in a couple of weeks here on Sweet and Swing. Sweet dreams, and I'll see you then.
What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.